This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. If you want to feel really old, go online and look at the list of the hottest toys of 2012. You'll find the Lollaloopsie Silly Hair Star Doll, the Hot Wheels RC Terrain Twister, and the Skylanders Giant Starter Pack. But then there is a familiar name, Lego. The 63-year-old Danish company remains one of the hottest toy brands on the market. Sean McGowan is a toy industry analyst at Needham & Company, and he joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Morning.
So $4 billion revenue in 2012, sales tripled over the past 5 years. How is Lego doing so well right now?
It is amazing. And it's not only one of the fastest growing toy companies, it's the fastest of the bigger companies. You know, Nobody's even approaching their level of growth, and it's phenomenally profitable. So what's the formula? I guess the formula for their recent success is you take a 50-year-old brand that everybody knows.
Yep.
That's probably the hardest part. Go through a near-death experience about 10 years ago where you really get focused on what you need to do differently and really pay attention to the customers. And by customers, I mean retailers as well as the consumer. You know, they do a lot of research getting down, you know, at the floor level and talking to kids and talking to retailers about what they need to do to be responsive.
Well, and the big hot products that they're putting out often now have to do with movies or they're tied into other things, right?
That is a big part of the success, no doubt. But what they keep pointing out every year when I point that out to them, they say the basics still sell very well.
How important has it been that Lego has started marketing heavily to girls?
Well, Lego finally figured out that what it was about was the figure. The figure is bigger. It's got more interchangeable parts. It's a little bit more realistic looking. And the girls actually identify with the figure more than the boys do. So the figure is like the gateway into getting girls to build environments that they now can interact with their figures. So this time around, they really got down to saying, what is it that we need to change about the product, you know, radically to make it attractive to girls? And it's hundreds of millions of dollars of revenue in 1 year.
Now, I remember putting together the Lego airport when I was a kid, and I loved it. But that was a time when we didn't have all these video games and all the new products that kids want. I mean, I imagine a kid would probably be happy getting an iPad these days rather than some Lego airport.
That's what makes Lego's success really very – it's like a real puzzler. It couldn't be more low tech. It couldn't be more basic. There's not instant gratification. There's not a lot of interactivity, and yet it's very engaging.
Well, you cover the toy industry. As you look across the industry, are there any other companies that are doing the same thing that Lego is doing and having the same success?
There's almost nobody having the same level of success. This is turning out to be a pretty tough year for the toy industry. Very few companies have the established brand of a Lego. And very few companies have the budgets to do the kind of research that they do or the global reach that they have. So they have a lot of advantages, but that's not enough. You know, Hasbro, Mattel, other companies have that kind of reach, and nobody's doing as well as Lego.
By the way, as a toy analyst, do you get to play with the Legos? Test them out?
I do. You should see my office. It's pretty attractive.
It's got a lot of toys in there.
When coworkers or clients come in with their kids, the kids are just in awe. You know, they think I do play with them all day. But, you know, my kids are all in their 20s now. They're hoping I start following the auto industry.
Sean McGowan, toy industry analyst at Needham & Company. Thanks so much.
Thank you.